Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. Hello.
I'm still asleep.
Well, it is early.
Well, it is it early is... and I'm still recovering.
I know.
So, you know.
You're still recovering from the big event last night.
That's right. We had our gala last night, but we're here, and actually we have friends.
We do have friends. We are always so very grateful to American Senior Communities who have been continuously supporting us through the last couple of years, and we are very grateful. In fact, from American Senior Communities today, from Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living, we have the Director of Leasing, Kathy Bertling, everyone. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to our game show. Did you know we were going to be quizzing you today on topics of history for prizes?
Kathy,
there's prizes.
Yes. Kathy, don't let her do that.
No.
No quizzing. Look, she got nervous, Terry.
I didn't mean to make you nervous. Kathy, how are you?
I was excited about the prizes.
Tina provides those. So let's see what Tina's brought today.
Yeah, here you're going to have some of my tea. Kathy's actually going to help us. I mean, speaking of awkward conversations, Kathy's going to help us as we figure out how you bring up the topic of having your parents or someone you love come into assisted living. And the timing is perfect. I just met with a friend this week, someone affiliated with Joy's House, going through this very thing. And so I'm interested to hear if I gave her the right advice. But it's a hard conversation to have.
It is. It's uncomfortable. I mean, I think kids don't want to hurt their parents, don't want to upset them. But I think the key is to start early. Plant the seeds, make it almost part of everyday conversation. Use everyday instances to say, look, you know, Ethel fell. If Ethel had been in assisted living, somebody would have been there to help her. Mom, wouldn't that have been great? You know, make it comfortable.
Ethel, by the way, was my grandmother's name.
I love the name Ethel.
Is that right?
Yes.
Ethel and Edna.
Ethel and Edna.
Yeah, yeah. Only you have another good one in there?
Ethel and Mildred.
I mean, come on. God, you gotta love your grandmothers.
I don't know why we still don't go with those names.
No, we should. By the end of this segment, we're going to come up with a name for Terry.
Okay.
Sound
we
good?
We can do it. We can do it.
So how do parents typically respond to that? Some, I know, don't want to talk about it, right?
Well, I would say that would be fairly typical. You know, people are scared of change. Unfortunately, a lot of folks are looking at a move to assisted living is a step to the end, when in reality, it's a new chapter in life. You know, the book of life, you have chapters. If you don't have new information to put in there and new things, it's over.
So, are you still trying to convince people about the concept of assisted living?
Yes, I'd say in the last 10 years, assisted living really came on strong. So a lot of the people that we're helping now, when they were helping their loved ones, it was more of a different atmosphere, more skilled care. So that when they come into our building and they see it's an uplifting environment, they have their own apartment, their own things, and it's fun and it's positive, you can let the guard down a little bit.
We've had a lot of people on the show over the last couple of years who tell us that moving to an assisted living, a retirement community, you know, whatever it is, on a long-term care facility, has been one of the best times of their life. I mean, do you have that experience too at Allisonville Meadows?
All the time. You know, people say after they get settled in and make friends, if I had known it would be this good and this fun, I would have done it a long time ago. You know, you don't have a crystal ball, you know, to know how it's going to go. But 9 times out of 10, they are so happy they did it. And they bond quick. It's kind of like college. They're all in the same environment, the same age, the same point in life, doing the same thing. So they bond quick.
It's funny. You were describing it, and I was thinking in my head, it's not quite a co-ed fraternity house.
Or a cruise ship.
Or a cruise ship. No, because let's be honest, we're there longer than a week, people.
Yeah.
What you do sticks with you.
Are there doctors? Here's my question about assisted living. Where are the doctors? Are the doctors on staff? Is there a doctor on staff? Who's there to help medically?
Well, we are a licensed assisted living, which means that we have nursing staff in the building 24/7. We keep charts on every resident. We monitor everything. So the nursing staff is available at all times. We also have a medical director that is on call to us 24 hours a day. They do come into the building 1 or 2 times a week. People are also able to keep their own primary care physician if they have a good relationship with them and they have a lot of faith in them and that's something they want to continue with. That's absolutely fine.
And do you find that you have, is that a lot of people move in individually, or do you, spouses move in together often?
Well, in our particular community, we have 15 2-bedrooms, so we have a lot of couples. I'm not sure that that's typical in all assisted living communities. I would say primarily it's individuals moving in, but that's okay. They are able to make friends. They're able to have a fuller daily life. They can be as social as they want or don't want. We're not there to change them at this point. We're just there to tap into whatever makes them feel fulfilled.
Yeah, I'm thinking at that stage of life, assisted living is really a great solution. I mean, for so many reasons. Like I look at my house now and I've got stairs and it's a bigger home and I've got the yard to take care of and I've got a lot of responsibility. I move into assisted living, you take care of all of that stuff. Plus, I open my door and there's a community of people. Mm-hmm. And you have medical folks. If something were to go wrong, you've got a medical team that can care for my needs.
Absolutely. And there's so many built-in support systems that they're not even aware of. Things that we do behind the scenes to make sure they're doing well. I mean, we mark off when everybody comes for each meal, so we're sure they're getting down there, they're getting nutrition. We're monitoring their moods. How are they doing? Are they getting a little depressed? We can fend off so many things by early detection. And I think that it helps people elongate their life and have a more fulfilling life.
Kathy Bertling is with us. She's the director of leasing at Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living, an American senior community. That social part of living in assisted living or retirement community, that is really huge, isn't it? And maybe people don't even realize the social part of it is so good.
People are so centered on making sure that they get their meds on time and as prescribed, that they're getting meals, that they really aren't looking at the social aspect, which is equally as important. Because if without that, the teeter-totter's still not balanced. You have to tap into all aspects to really keep going and keep a good outlook.
Kathy, do you do things that are open to the community? Because if I'm trying to have this conversation with my mother, for instance, if I can get her to come to Allisonville Meadows or to another assisted living, she's going to see how great it is. Do you do things that are open to the community?
All the time. Absolutely. That is one of the best ways to familiarize your parents with assisted living, because the focus is not on them. It's on the community. It's an energetic atmosphere. It's a happy atmosphere. And the more familiar they can get, the more their defense mechanisms are going to come down. And then they're going to identify with the staff. They're going to get familiar with them. We have health fairs, bingos. Most communities even have movie matinees monthly in their movie theaters. So they don't have to be big events. Sometimes there's 10 or 12 people that come and they're more intimate. And that's also a fabulous way of introducing it.
So people can just stop by at Allisonville Meadows, or they can check you out how?
Well, they can go on our website, which is ASCSeniorCare.com, or they can give me a call at Allisonville Meadows, and our number is 317-436-6400. And then tomorrow on Wish, Boomer TV will be on at 10:30 a.m., and that would be a way to get more information on this topic.
Oh, great. Is that going to be you tomorrow?
That will be.
Oh, you're just making the rounds this weekend.
I am. I'm busy girl.
She's a media darling.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Kathy Bertling, you can give her a call at 317-436-6400. Check them out on the web or go to our Facebook page and we'll have a link too.
Absolutely. Kathy, what a pleasure to meet you. Come back and see us.
Thank you. Would love to.
How long have you been doing this?
A long time.
Good answer.
No thought of changing careers now.
No. It's great.
All right. We are grateful to American Senior Communities as well for their continued support. Kathy Bertling, Director of Leasing, Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing 93 WIBC.